Welcome to another edition of Always Right with Rochelle, the Right Now Coach. Today I'm delighted to be talking with Carol Denbaugh, a successful retired business owner and the author of three books, A Book Inside, Writing, Publishing, and Selling Your Story, Stress Relief for the Working Stiff, and Are You Ready to Be Your Own Boss? In addition, Carol maintains several websites devoted to promoting the books of first-time authors. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you.
Carol, tell me about your background. What did you do before you started writing?
Well, I was in the customer service industry most of my life. I was a restaurant manager for about 9 years. I had my own business for about 15, which included owning and operating the second largest, at the time was, the second largest equestrian center in Southern California.
Wow.
And through that, I had several other small businesses that I operated, including a product line for horses and some other horse-related, you know, businesses off the side.
So how did you move from working with horses and horse business and all that stuff to writing books?
Yeah, that's kind of a big change.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't set out to start writing books or start a publishing house or anything like that. I retired because of my health. And after being self-employed, you know, working all those years, I was actually pretty shocked at how difficult it was to get a business off the ground.
Wow.
And it was a lot more work than I had thought. And I guess during that 15 years, I'd always kind of told myself that maybe you ought to share this with other people so that they can avoid the failure of new business. And with so many of them closing around me, and I was always an outside observer to this, it was a little easier for me to see where their problems were. And so I decided to write about the problems, and I saw a need because, you know, 9 out of 10 new businesses fail.
Wow.
And I kind of hoped that people who read the book might stand a better chance of succeeding in their business. So I wrote, Are You Ready to Be Your Own Boss? And it's been really good, and it's actually helped a lot of people through business startup. And that was how it began. Of course, then writing is addicting, so it just kind of kept evolving from there.
So now I noticed that from your website that you self-published your own books, and it sounds like what you did was start a publishing company and publish through that. So can you talk about kind of the process and why you chose self-publishing rather than traditional publishing?
Well, Rochelle, actually, I didn't choose it. It kind of chose me because, like most new writers, thinking I had written the biggest, newest bestseller out there, I submitted query letters to several traditional publishing houses, and, of course, my efforts were returned with cold form letters from editors who hadn't even opened the package, and it was very disheartening, as it is with most new writers. But I was determined that this book was important and I needed to see it in print. So I started researching the publishing industry. And basically I learned it inside and out before I got started, and there's a lot to learn. So I just pursued that, and I made a lot of mistakes along that way early on, but I learned a lot as well, and it's been much easier. I self-published I don't know whether to call it my second or third book, because they actually were released at exactly the same time, one through more of a traditional house and one that I did by myself. But I prefer self-publishing, absolutely.
So tell me about the variety of ways people can self-publish. You mentioned a few in your book, and maybe you could just kind of outline those for us and explain kind of the differences and the benefits of each.
Yeah, there are options to self-publishing. They're not all the same. It can be done a couple of ways. POD, print on demand, is actually self-publishing with the paid assistance of a publishing company. But the problems with POD, in my opinion, is that you pay a lot of money up front, and basically what you're getting is to be able to hold a physical book in your hand. And usually it's just one, sometimes two, that the publisher will give you. But the cost can range anywhere from $300 or $400 to $10,000 or $12,000 to publish a book. The option that actually I prefer is what I call true do-it-yourself publishing, where you've written the book, so now you hire the professional editor, you hire a cover design artist, you hire someone to do your layout, you know, professionally.
Yeah.
You locate your own print company, you get all your own bids. And basically the money that you pay out, you end up with in hand a number of books, not just one or two, but depending on how it breaks down into the cost, you could order 100, 200, 1,000 books. And you actually have something physical in your hand to sell rather than hiring a company, paying them the money to sell your book and make a very, very, very small percentage back. So I really actually prefer the do-it-yourself publishing. I've done that twice now, and although I did order too many books of the first one, I learned, once again, through experience. And I like it better. I think it's a much better way to go. In my latest book, A Book Inside, How to Write, Publish, and Sell Your Story, I explain in more detail how to go about this do-it-yourself process.
So the do-it-yourself process was you used with which books?
I used that with the first one, Are You Ready to Be Your Own
uh-huh.
Boss? And A Book Inside. Because, of course, if I'd had that one traditionally published, it wouldn't look good.
Right.
I'd be explaining all your options.
That's true. That's very true. So, Now, what about iUniverse? What is that? How is that different from what you've talked about so far?
Well, there's a lot of different. iUniverse is still a POD, if
okay.
I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and as well as several other companies out there, Lulu. I have some that I researched, and I don't use that route, so I haven't looked more into the companies, but. A lot of them are very similar to Publish America. In the end, you're really having to buy your own books from them.
Right.
It's a good way to go for a person who really their goal is they'd like to see their book in print. They're not really seeking to sell 10,000 copies. You know, they're not trying to get a word out so much. Their family histories are great through POD companies or companies like iUniverse and Lulu and those type of companies.
So now tell me about the whole ebook thing. That's different. That's for someone who just wants to get some information out but doesn't really care about having that hard copy book. How's
yeah.
that?
Well, ebooks, you know, this is, you know, I don't know if you recall, we had the, you know, 8 tracks, and then we had
yeah.
little tiny things, and then we had cassettes, and now
yeah.
we have CDs. Well, ebooks is kind of like a CD, even though it's not a physical
uh-huh.
piece of in your hand. It's something that's gonna last. It's something that's gonna be around for a long time. It's a really nice way to publish because it's basically cost free.
Yeah.
If you can convert a file, you can create an ebook. You still need to have professional editing done and layout done, but some people are able to do that themselves. You probably could do that yourself, but ebook is so nice because it's just kind of out in the internet. It's floating in the internet, but it's still viable. It's still you're gonna make money on an ebook almost no matter what,
huh.
because there's really so little or no investment in creating one. And they actually are statistically saying that, and I can't recall exactly the resource, but by the year 2020 was one of the statistical things I read, was 80% of books published will be published by way of an ebook.
Wow.
Rather than a physical book.
Wow.
And you and I know that there will always be books. But because this is such a simpler way, and in a market where so many books are being released every year, it's easier and definitely less expensive to do an ebook.
Yeah.
Ebooks are just going to take over.
Yeah. So now tell me about your publishing company. You set up a publishing company called Plain and Simple Books, and maybe you can talk about that process.
Yeah. Well, I decided to go this route because, like I said, I didn't find a traditional publisher and probably at that time didn't really know how to query one properly. But Plain and Simple Books was super easy to set up. Basically, it's a fictitious name statement you file, and now the name belongs to me. You know, you for very little money buy a domain name, and you can set up a website, print some business cards, and you've bingo, got your publishing company.
Wow.
And Plain and Simple Books was what I named mine. And I actually represent a lot of different authors with Plain and Simple Books, even though Plain and Simple Books did not publish their books. I like to promote their books because they're good.
Huh.
And they needed help promoting, and so I've kind of taken a few people on that I just help them, you know, market some. And Plain and Simple Books is kind of a circle that I work around with everything I do.
That's fascinating. So what advice would you give to listeners who want to set up their own publishing company?
Well, it isn't really difficult to set up a publishing company, but and I don't mean to be pushy, but buy my book, because in there I explain the entire process in a really easy to read and comprehend manner, which is really important in this very confusing industry. But if I were to offer one valuable piece of advice for new authors, if you want to set up a publishing company and do it yourself, write a business plan before you get started, because a new publishing company is a business and should include a plan. And things in your plan might be where you want to be with your publishing company in 1, 2, or 5 years. You know, will you be writing more books, more editions? Is your book a continuing story? You know, do you want to profit from your book? Do you not? Do you even care? you know, there's a lot of things. You think ahead. A business plan isn't necessarily a step-by-step. It's in your own mind of looking into the future. And if you look into the future, you're going to better put your whole company together. When I started mine, I didn't really look into the future. So I ended up, I've got to go back and reprint some business cards, reprint some information, and now we're going to expand out here, and now we need this and we need this. And had I really thought ahead in the beginning, even as little as 5 years from now, it would have gone a little bit smoother.
Huh. Well, that's very helpful. I'm curious also about this virtual book tour you're doing with the book. Can you talk about what a virtual book tour is and how you set it up and what it looks like?
Yeah, a virtual book tour is a whole nother learning process. that's been a whole nother thing. A virtual book tour is the same as a physical book tour, where you go from bookstore to bookstore and you set up book signings and meeting and greeting people and answering questions and comments about your work.
Yeah.
The difference is there's no traveling, of course. You can sit at home and work in your PJs. You have time to think about your responses to questions and comments, and it's virtually free. What you do is you visit different websites. You set up visits and at different websites and blogs where the editor of that website will work with you to draw up a question and answer, typically, type of interview, kind of like what we're doing here, only you're going to do it in writing. And it's posted on a certain day according to your virtual tour schedule. And you advertise this tour all around the Internet, with your friends even, emails, anywhere you can. And people come to that site on that day to read your interview. At the bottom, generally, there's a comment section where you can ask questions and answer questions, and then the author should always be available to, you know, check in for questions and answers. And you kind of get the same feel as going from place to place, only it's just a whole lot easier, a whole lot simpler. In fact, I have a tour scheduled from October 10th to the 25th. So anyone who'd like to see an example of what a tour schedule looks like is welcome to visit my website. It's www.booksbydembo.weebly, weebly.com. And it shows, what it shows on there is different website locations, what each day talks about, because each day is on a different topic of writing books.
Wow.
And then, of course, there's a link to the website. And a lot of them will say if they are allowing comments or not allowing comments. I'm also in the process of forming a company, Virtual Book Tour, where I'll be offering 5, 7, and 10-day tours for authors. Because you might know that book tour agencies are charging upwards of $1,000 to set up an author's virtual tour now.
Wow.
I think that's ridiculous after setting up my own. And I followed some of these tours, and I'm really disappointed that they're repeating the same interview at each tour stop.
Oh, so it's not the different thing each time.
No, and I think that this doesn't benefit the author at all. So anyway, I'm thinking that I'm going to be doing this for other authors because because of my own learning experience, I get so many emails from authors with so many questions that I just kind of want to jump out and go, hey, this is the way you go.
Yeah.
You know, go this way. Don't go that way.
You
know, they're wondering why they're hitting dead ends. Anyway, so that's why I'm going to put this company together and offer tours starting at $150.
Oh, that's great.
For a 5-day tour, yeah. So
we'll have to talk again when we get closer.
Yeah, it'll be pretty good.
So now, do you have a final tip you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Oh, let's see. Yeah, I guess that would be writers beware. This is a tough industry. Writers and authors really do need to be ready for disappointments because there's probably going to be many. But it's also, you know, publishing a book is also one of the most fulfilling adventures you'll ever experience. Whether your goal is just to write and finish your book or to see it published and physically hold a book in your hand that you wrote, my advice would be don't ever quit and get all out of it that you can. You know, just enjoy the writing experience and don't stop.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us, Carol. I really appreciate this.
Well, thank you for having me here, Rochelle.
This has been another edition of Always Right with Rochelle, the Right Now Coach. You can find a link to Carol's website and her most recent book at my website, rightnowcoach.com. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to always write.